Let us begin this service by singing number 255, the third and the last stanza, 255. To the Lord such might revealing, let us come with reverence meet, and before our Maker kneeling, let us worship at his feet. He is our own God and leads us, we the people of his care. With a shepherd's hand he feeds us, as his flock in pastures fair. Number 255, the stanzas 3 and 4. To you from God's holy word, the prophet Amos, the third chapter, Amos 3. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he have taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gain is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord has not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. The lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Publish in the palaces at Asdod, and in the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, assemble yourselves upon the mountains of Samaria, and behold the great tumults in the midst thereof, and the oppressed in the midst thereof. For they know not to do right, says the Lord, who store up violence and robbery in the palaces. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, an adversary there shall be even round about the land, and he shall bring down thy strength from thee, and thy palaces shall be spoiled. Thus says the Lord, as a shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion two lakes, or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria, and in the corner of a bed, and in Damascus in a couch. Hear ye and testify in the house of Jacob, says the Lord God, the God of hosts, that in the day that I shall visit the transgressions of Israel upon him, I will also visit the altars of Bethel, and the horns of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground. And I will smite the winter house with the summer house, and the houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall have an end, says the Lord. This far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. The Lord of heaven and of earth, it is at the end of this Thanksgiving day that we are gathered with the congregation for the third time in this house of worship, round about thy word and testimony. That also our gathering in this evening be in thy divine favor. That it was to the honor of thy name, but that it also be to the salvation of sinners, to the awakening of thy people in the serious times we are living. Thus far thy hand has spared us with our country and nation, and overloaded with thy blessings, outwardly and inwardly, thou hast given unto us more than that we needed, and thou hast not taken away from us thy word and testimony, which can make us wise unto salvation. O, give us together with our children and heart to acknowledge thee for all the blessings and for all the benefits and for all the privileges given unto us and our families, our church and our country. And that it may please thee also for this last hour of this day, for thy great name's sake, for Christ's sake only, and by the operation of the Holy Spirit, to make our hearts receptive for the word that shall come unto us in this last hour of this day. We don't know whether that there shall not follow another day, because we are of yesterday and we know nothing. We fly away. Our life is a shadow and a vapor. But Lord, that is seriousness of life. The reality of eternity was bound upon our heart and soul, and that it drives us out to the throne of grace. That thy word in this evening for young and old, for great and small, that it was not to aggravate punishment, but Lord, graciously made it as a blessing for our soul. Prepare us together to meet our Maker in righteousness and in peace. Made us concerned about the honor of thy name, the salvation of our soul, and the welfare of our country. Lord, thou knowest in what dark times that we are living, and what there is laying before our doors, because the signs of time, they are revealing unto us that we fly to the end of the world, and that one day the Lord shall come with his judgments on earth, to execute his word, what he has spoken, also by the holy prophets, and what is foretold by the Lord Jesus Christ, by the King of the Church, and by all thy servants from olden days. O Lord, that it may influence to our heart and to our soul, and that we may listen in this evening with ears which are opened by the operation of the Holy Spirit. Strengthen thy people, give them light upon their ways, confirm thy grace in their heart, and that it may please thee to that they may rest upon that only foundation that never shall sink away, but that shall be as that house that was builded upon that rock. And when the storms, the hurricanes, and the flood came, that it shall stand and that it remains. O Lord, have mercy with us and with our generation, with the country and with all those that rule over us. Bring us back to thy word and to thy law, and that it be our delight to walk in the ways of thee. Supply the needs of all those that cannot gather with us, with all the sick and afflicted in the hospitals and institutions and where that they are. Supply the needs and wants of widows, orphans and widows. Our boys in the service, we commend them again at thy throne. Lord, guide them, protect them by day and by night. Prevent us from sinning against thee. And that our life be in the fear of thy holy name. Strengthen thy servants everywhere and also us in this evening. Give us freedom and liberty and light and understanding to speak few edifying words in the midst of the congregation. Lord, hear us, taking away all our iniquities, and bless us in speaking and in hearing, we and our children, for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now number 173. Your offering will now be taken for the church, for the school building, for the third time that we commend it unto you. Number 173. All lands to God in joyful sounds. Lift your voices raise. Sing forth the honor of his name and glorious make his praise. Number 173. Thank you. Beloved congregation, we read in Psalm 90, we fly away. And really, when we look back, also to the years that lay behind us, but also when we think about the day that we were gathered with one another, with spring, to seek the face of the Lord for his blessing for that season that lays before us. And now in this day that we are standing behind it, and that we have that privilege to come together to acknowledge the name of the Lord for the blessings bestowed upon us, then really we must say, what is our life? It is nothing else than a shadow. But especially in an evening as this, then it reminds us, each and every one, to the end of our life, but also to the end of the world. One day, then it shall be the last prayer day, as that it also one day shall be the last Thanksgiving day. So far in this year, there are not so many who were taken away by the hand of death out of our midst. Very remarkable, if you think about the number that was time and again in the hospital, and time and again sick also in our midst, then it is realizing the number of the congregation, then it are very few. A blessing of the Lord could be different. There were some years that several of our members and baptized members were taken away by the hand of death. But so far, God's mercy towards us and our children is very great. But at the other side, we are standing in this evening before an unknown future, and we don't know what there lays before us. For our personal life, for our family, for the church, and also for our country, and for our nation, as well as for the world. There were several dark clouds time and again, hanging above us. But graciously, the Lord, in His mercy, He brought it not with our country to an end, notwithstanding all our sins and all our transgressions. But fear filled our heart that it comes closer and closer to the time that the Lord shall pour out His vials upon our country and upon the world. The Lord is standing and is ready to come and to execute His judgments over the world. One country do not trust the other country, and in secret, behind the curtains, they are making plans to destroy one another. And in this evening congregation, I have some message for you, included myself, to realize the seriousness of times and what there is laying before the door. Can be different, it is possible, but it is also possible that it for us as a congregation is the last Thanksgiving Day that we are gathered to a certain extent in peace. My text for this evening is by the prophet Amos, the 3rd chapter, verse 8. The lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord has spoken, who can but prophesy? Thus far. I will speak to you about the roaring of the lion as a sign of the judgment which is come. In the first place, in accordance to that text, that judgment that shall be terrible. In the second place, that judgment shall come unexpectedly. And in the third place, that judgment will have a twofold effect. We all know who or that the prophet, how that the promise Amos was. His name signifies burden. He was a shepherd out of a little place in Judah with the name of Tekoa. That place that was close to Bethlehem, and it lays on the south side of the desert of Judah. That Amos was called by the Lord in the days of Jeroboam II. He was called by the Lord to go to battle, and that battle that was that city that was in the middle of the service of the calves, and the purpose for which that man was sent there, that was to announce to the 10 tribes of Israel the judgment of the Lord. He was called that man 2 years before that great earthquake but have taken place in the time of Uzziah. It was in the time that Judah was under signs and was under the jurisdiction of Israel. At that time the city Samaria was great, and Jerusalem that lays as in the dust. But there was well a future for Judah, but not for the 10 tribes of Israel. Because on account of the sins of Samaria and of Ephraim in the days of Jeroboam, the Lord would destroy that people. And it was as in the days of Joel, that there was also an awful plague, so it was in the time of Amos, then that earthquake, that was as a sign of that great judgment that the Lord would bring upon the 10 tribes, and also upon the nations of the world, Moabites and Philistines and so many other countries, they will be brought under the judgment of the Lord. And of course, the purpose that the Lord sent that prophet Amos to that battle, that was to bring that people to repentance and to bring them back to the commandments of the Lord. In the first 2 chapters of Amos, there you find an announcement of the judgment over the world and over the people. And in the 3rd chapter till the 6th chapter, there the Lord brings the sins of that people to the knowledge why that the Lord would come with his judgments. There were especially four sins who were increasing more and more amongst that people. It was in the first place the sin of covetousness. In the second place the sin of hardening their hearts. And in the third place the despising of the word of God. And then finally, there was a false quietness, a false security amongst the people. They sold the poor for a pair of shoes, and they lay on the bed of ivory, and they were living after the lust of the flesh. And now in our text, that prophet Amos, he declares, the Lord, the lion has roared. Who will not fear? That people unto whom that Amos was speaking in those days know a lion, because there in the wilderness of Judah and there close to Bethlehem where David had lived in former days, there were several lions. You read in the Bible that also David, that he delivered his flock from a lion and from a bear, as a clear proof that there were several of those animals in that vicinity. And of course the people know also the roaring of a lion. That was for that people not strange. And now we living here in the Western countries, we do not know that as the people in the Eastern countries, but it happens also there that some lions were caught and were placed as in a cave. And as sometimes when they were roaring, then all what was round about them, that was shaking and that was trembling. But of course, a lion who was not caught and who was living in the deserts, when such a lion was roaring, then the whole vicinity that was filled with fear and with trembling. And now you read here in this text, the lion has roared. But the prophet Amos declares here in this text about the roaring of a lion, that was, of course, a very weak sign of the speaking of the Lord, because there is no comparison at all when the Lord is speaking. Dus when you read here in the text, the lion has roared, then you can well realize what an impression that must bring in the hearts of the people. Because the voice of the Lord that must perplex the people, and not only the people, but that must the whole world bring to confusion. And now the Lord, he is here in this text warning and admonition the people. But as I told you in the first place, the roaring of that lion, that is a sign of the judgment that shall come. And that judgment that shall be terrible. Nobody can ever stand before the Lord. And the wrath of God, that is awful. The lion has roared in the first place in the Garden of Eden after that Adam had sinned and had eaten of the forbidden fruit. Because when the Lord was speaking, then Adam and Eve, they could not stay in the Garden of Eden, but they hid themselves before the Lord. They were trembling and they were shaken, and they did expect nothing else than that the Lord immediately would fulfill what he had spoken in Genesis 2 verse 17. In that day that you shall eat, you shall surely die. And if you think in the second place, people, the lion has roared, that was also in regard to the judgment that the Lord brought upon the first world on account of their iniquity and of their wickedness. Noah was preaching for 120 years, announcing the judgment of the Lord. He was building the tent, the ark, before the eyes. But the people did not listen till that Noah go into the ark, and everything that was protected and covered in that ark, and the Lord came and he shut the door of that ark, and then rain started from heaven. And there was no escaping for the people. The lion has roared. And it was not only in that day, but it was also later on in Genesis 19, when the Lord destroyed the cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. They were warned, but they go through with their sins and with their wickedness. And then when the Lord had brought that Lot with his daughters out of that city, then the Lord, he rained from the Lord of heaven fire and brimstone. And then there was no escaping at all for anybody. The Lord, the lion has roared. The Lord has spoken. And that to all those cities, they're round about the Dead Sea, that they were all destroyed. The lion has roared. You see that also in that awful judgment that the Lord had brought upon Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. The Lord, he had spoken to that people Israel in that time. And you know out of the word of God what a deep impression that had made upon that people. That the people was fearing and trembling before the Lord. And now we read here, the Lord has roared in that earthquake where so many people died, and that was a sign for that judgment that the Lord would bring upon the 10 tribes of Israel, because they go on in their sinful ways. They sinned against the Lord, and they did not return unto the Lord after that several prophets has warned them, but they hardened their heart and they despised the word of God. And then the lion has roared, because soon the king of Assyria would come and he would bring that people in his own country. And those tribes they go under, that they never have a place here in this world as that they ever had before. They never returned in their own countries. And in that land that the Lord has given them, the Lord has roared. Amos, he would say, you have heard the voice of the Lord in that earthquake, and soon you shall hear the voice of the Lord again. And what shall then be the end otherwise than a destruction of the nation? The judgment of the Lord that shall be terrible, but that shall also be for us people.
Years and years, the United States, they were standing on the foreground amongst the nations of the world. Shall there be a country in the world blessed as the United States, blessed with an abundance of food, with an abundance of riches? Over the whole world, they have spoken for years and years about that rich America. And it is well foolish, of course. But while we were living in the Netherlands, we have heard that so many times that they look to the people that comes there from here, that they look to them as rich people. And of course, the luxury also in the last years The luxury were very great. Some people that came and they said that their country, they took their own cars with them. And then they were talking what they have here in this country. And then years ago, they had that not in other countries. That was also much different. And then, of course, there is always people that show so much up. Because if they talk about reality, oh, then it was that you have another impression of it. But especially so many people in former days that came over, or that cast their money away and that they could do this and that. That the people have an impression that are all millionaires, free. But of course, we know the reality well. But I go not further into that. As a nation, then really our country that was blessed by the Lord. If you think on Europe, what the many wars that they have, and what an poverty that there was there so many times, and that the Lord has blessed here this country so much that different countries are living out of our country on account of the abundance that the Lord has given us. The lion has roared. It is no more as that it was before. And if you have not that war in Vietnam at the present time, and all the boys and all the men that is there, even also in Germany and in Korea, even they were all back in the day of tomorrow, oh, then you would see what a downfall that there would be here in our country. Because finally, if you think about the foolishness of fighting there in Vietnam, there is only one answer that you can give in regard to the situation, that it is from the side of the government. Then it is nothing as politics, nothing else. And that is one of the reasons that in the days in which we are living, that it stay as it is at the present time. But if you don't know, but in debt that we have in our country, and they fill one fit with something else, but oh, it become more and more, and higher and higher, and it become an inflation, and in time as that there was before here, oh, your heart is really trembling if you think what it would be then for the rising and coming generation. It becomes now already awful that one killed the other and robbed the other. But if it would come to a downfall, oh, then you can well realize and expect the people that will come in war in our own country from one against the other, but would be much more serious as a war with China or Japan or other countries. The lion has roared because he has all enough people, callings and admonitions from the Lord. The Lord has spoken the last year so many times, but the Lord, he had prolonged peace for our country and made peace, and we hope that there is here and there of some people that lays on the throne to ask the Lord that he would remember the country. Because if the world did realize what God's people is for a country, then they would have more respect for him. But we know how the condition is. But when it once shall happen that the Lord leads us over, but shall then the judgment of the Lord be terrible. But in the second place, the judgment that shall come unexpectedly. I say this evening already, but there takes place behind the curtain. And you have well heard and read about the visit of the president, who had visited Asian countries and several places. But you have not heard from him that the danger is gone. No. You can well read between the lines that we are in an awful condition. And one do not trust the other. And one country is looking for the downfall of another country. And it would be different, people, if there was a walking in the ways of the Lord. If there was respect for God and for His ordinances. But more and more sin is increasing under our nation, as that it is in the whole world. And you would be astonished to know how many people that are grieved in our days, this statement, as you have heard some time ago, God is dead. God is dead. There is in general no acknowledgement of the Lord. You think about even our Thanksgiving Day and the Day of the Lord, but respect in general for the days of the Lord. Most of the churches, even here in Grand Rapids, but never was before, they are complaining about attendance in the church, especially on Sunday evening. And even for so many professing people, is the Sabbath day gone when it is set Sunday afternoon, 12 o'clock? And you can see it on the road, you can see it by the beach, you can see it everywhere, but means the Lord's day for the people in general. But means it for our country. Our boys have to work on Sunday for the army. Is it necessary? No. 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 Bucci, he said, in time of war, the enemy is not waiting. There's then we have to do something. The same as there is a break that a dike break through, or some things that take place unexpectedly, things of necessity, then we have to do something. We cannot say we waited till it is Monday. But now in regard to our boys in the service, when they have to get to stay to Monday morning, no, no. And they have no respect and reverence for the day of the Lord. And then they are resting on Saturday of another day, but on the Sabbath day they have to work. And every time when you see that before your eyes, oh, then you must say what a terrible, terrible condition in which we are. And the day that we have now, people in general, Het is een day of pleasure. Het is een day of eating en of drinking. En even amongst our people, how many that even have no time to come on Sunday day because they have to make a big meal. They have to eat and to drink. And is it not proper for you and for me that we come to the house of the Lord 365 days, that the Lord takes care for us with food and drink and with clothes and with everything? Is now one day too much to come together to acknowledge the Lord? Oh, children and boys and girls, so far as you are here, I appreciate that you are with us, really. And I hope for all of you that you came here not compelled by your fathers and mothers, but that you came here in this evening realizing it behooves us, it is the duty of all men to fear the Lord and to keep his commandments. And oh, you know well what man is, people. You know what man is, if our heart was not so evil. But if you know how that so many people live through these days, nothing else than for sin and for wretchedness and sinning against the Lord and to bring a door through in the idleness of life. And he must all, even when it was outwardly, he must bow before the Lord in the days of the prophets of old. Then the Lord even commanded the people to come, even with those with the suckling. They have to bring him in the temple. And why? Because they belong to the people, and the Lord, he took care for them. And even when we are outwardly walk in the ways of the Lord shall get his blessing upon us. That we have so many texts in the Word of God that speaks about it. And now we read in this text, the lion has roared, because when it cometh, it shall come unexpectedly. And you can realize he has lived that through in two wars already, and in the last war especially, in the country in which we were born and in which we have lived. On a Thursday evening, I give you only that example. On a Thursday evening, there was nothing. That means that the common people know nothing. I was preaching in one place, not so far from Rotterdam, and I was there by one of God's people, and that man, oh, he said to me, stay tonight with us, then we have no time to talk this night. But I say no. I go back. And what a blessing that I have done. 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning. Then the airplane came with a bomb above Rotterdam. And then they stuck. And one of our late ministers with whom we were in that same city, he called us in the morning, and immediately he said, you know, we have war. We have war. And then that terrible time, the lion has roared. The Lord has spoken. Oh, that place, that airport, 50 minutes from our house, 5,000 soldiers were there, and about 3,000 of them were killed in one day. And they cast the bombs upon the stations, the places from where the trains was leaving. They all were bombed. They all were burning in one moment. And then we could come even no more about outside of the house. Because you saw the soldiers with the guns with them on every corner of the street, 5 o'clock in the morning already. And people that dare to come on the street, they shoot them. Therefore, all lay their death on the street, 5 o'clock. And it became worse, and it became worse. And no breath, no breath, nothing. That's only what we have in the house. And on some days, they came through the radio, no church, nowhere. All the churches closed. And we were sitting there that they offended us in our house, with our family, no church at all. And on Tuesday afternoon, because they were fighting and fighting, and then it became so dark in the sky of all the airplanes, and of the fire, and of the dust, that it was in our houses, even that it was night, 1:30. And one of the police belonging to our church, he came to our house, and he said, "If there come no changing, and they give it not over this afternoon, then before that this evening, we are all dead." We saw death before our eyes. The Lord, the lion has roared. And at 4 o'clock, they placed that white flag upon the courthouse as a sign that they give it over. Because in that one afternoon, I think there were about 8,000 people killed in the city on account of the bombs. It took, 3-4 weeks that with the trucks that they have brought out all the dead bodies. There lay an arm and there lay a leg and there a head of people. And that smell in that city. Oh, if you never have seen it, then you never can realize what it is, but the lion has roared. The Lord, he has spoken. And that unexpectedly. Unexpectedly. And congregation, if now today or tomorrow, that we have war, oh, then it shall be too late. Then it shall be too late, really. And for that reason, the lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord has spoken. Who can but prophesy? And that is now in the third place. The effect, the twofold effect of the judgment of God. In the first place, who will not fear? And in the second place, who can but prophesy? In the first place, who will not fear? Oh, there is a twofold fear, slave's fear, and a childlike fear. And when the Lord comes with his judgment, oh, then the people shall be trembling. We have seen that in our city too, in Rotterdam, immediately everything was closed. Everything was stopped. So many people in their foolishness, they say here, they can never be here. Oh no, not in a country as this. But it can if the Lord speaks from heaven, people. Then you shall not be astonished. I hope. That the Lord in his mercy, in his forbearance, in his suffering, that he will spare us, that he will take care for us. But oh, if it is not in our days, but in the days of our children, and in the days of our grandchildren, it shall be a wonder, people, if even for ourselves and for our generation, that it shall be in time that we can be buried. We have seen that also at that time of the war. The people don't know what to do with the people that died. And we have seen it before our eyes, even on the street, that they dig them pit, and that they bury the dear ones. And, oh, sometimes only few people of the family with fear and trembling he brought the dead bodies of the dear ones to such a place. And then in the hurry they go home, because on account of the fear of the bombs, such a condition it was. No funeral service at all. No. I had at that time an elder. He was a converted man. I cannot talk so much about it now because the time is too short. And I shall not keep you so long this evening. But he had a God-fearing wife and she died before him. And she had a wonderful funeral. So many people came from all sides to bury her. And then all you could realize, he had also the same desire. And then he said so many cars were behind and so many people. And he desired that for himself. Oh yeah, what this man? What this man? And then he died the evening before that the Lord came. And then of course he had write notes to several people and they came ever out of the mail. Out of box. They were there for weeks sitting there. There's nobody know that that man died. And one of his sons, another man, he brought him in a park and there he buried him. Without any funeral service. But oh people, what shall it be when we have no refuge in the Lord? Then we are not covered under his wings. Oh, then you read when the Lord comes, that they shall call to the mountains and to the hills, fall upon us and cover us. Oh, young and old, great and small, that the fear of the Lord may fill our heart, and that a few words in this evening, oh, that it be blessed and be sanctified to our heart, and that we take it as with us, who shall not fear. The Lord has spoken, who can but prophesy, because what a blessing shall it be, if in that day when the Lord come, that the fear, the childlike fear is in our heart, and that the day of our death shall be better than the day that we are born. And that we are start to prophesy, that means, oh, that we fall under the Lord. And that we say there is no unrighteousness in the Lord. Even when he destroyed grand traps. And even when there is nothing left of this event. But if we then still are alive, that we fall on the side of the Lord. Not murmuring, but prophesy, and then acknowledge the justice of the Lord, because there is no unrighteousness in him. He is right in all his ways and all his paths. Oh, congregation, I shall close for this evening and for this Thanksgiving day. But I hope that the Lord apply the few words to our heart, and that the Lord made us concerned to be reconciled with him. Oh, the Lord give no opening for the world and no opening to pray that the Lord shall not come with his judgment. No. And that is a proof that the Lord he goes through with the people. Ask God's children where that they are, whether that they have an access with the times in which we are living and with the needs for the country. Oh, it is also cut off, people. It is also cut off. There is no respect for nothing. And we are glad to a certain extent about the outcome of the voting. But, oh, people, rather, oh, we would desire something else. We would desire something else. As one governor in one of the states, When he was asked to say some words, to make a speech to the people, then that man, he said only three things. And the first that was, by the help of the Lord, I was voted in. And in the second place, by the help of the Lord, I will rule in a right way. And with the help of the Lord in the first place, I hope that it be in the favor of the country. And then he stopped. Even that no his outwardly an acknowledgement of God. Inside the Lord had to give it. But even outwardly, oh children, boys and girls in the days of your youth, acknowledge the Lord, seek him, while he is to be found. and call upon him while he is near. Oh, that we together, that we become acquainted with the Lord, that Christ be our mediator, our Savior and our Redeemer, our all and in all. And then when the Lord comes, even that it was tomorrow, and even that he has to die on the street of in our houses, under the judgments of the Lord, but that then the day of death shall not be a day of terror, but a day of joy and of gladness, that the Lord takes us up in glory, and that he shall wipe all the tears from our eyes, and bring death where no war, and where no sin, and where no troubles will be, but the Lord shall be all and in all for his chosen and dear people. Amen. Lord, bless thy word and testimony. Remember the congregation with the offers bearers. Bind us together at thy throne, at thy word and testimony. Look upon us in mercy and in compassion. And also our school and teachers and all the sick and afflicted and all the old people and young people. O Lord, that our coming and rising generation was filled with fear for thy great name and majesty, that we are received grace to walk in thy ways. O prepare us together to meet thee in righteousness and in peace, that we acknowledge thy name for this day given unto us, made it further well with all of us. Remember us together in all the difficulties, in all the needs and all the wants, for time and for eternity, for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now together the last stanza of 221, when we arise from our seats, and then I give the benediction. When thou shalt revive us, thy name we will praise, and evermore turning depart from thy ways. O Lord God Almighty, in mercy restore, and we shall be saved when thy face shines once more. Number 221, the last stanza. Shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up thy countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.